Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Okay, we all have traumas and stresses in life, but what if you have like a life trauma, a breakup or a divorce? Some people curl up in bed and shut down, and others, what? Run a marathon? Well, I read about this in the wonderful work done by Dr. Ken Yeager, who is director of the Stress, Trauma, and Resilience Program at Ohio State University. And we're going to hear more about this marvelous research. Dr. Yeager, welcome to Her Radio. So what do you mean you can cure your broken heart by running a marathon? Tell us more.
Sure. Everybody experiences trauma differently. And like you said, some people curl up in bed and shut down. But one of the important things is that when you start thinking about trauma, one of the worst things a person can do is limit their movement. In doing so, by stretching their movement, getting out there, getting moving, they're able to process through a lot of emotions that get bottled up inside. And running is a great way to do that.
How fascinating. Walking can do it too, because as you're well aware, the grand majority of people are not runners. I think all of us who run or whatever, you know, are like 1% of the population. The mass majority don't do that. So what else can they do?
Well, we've done work and research in a lot of areas. Everything from walking to swimming to shadow boxing to getting on your elliptical in your basement. All of these processes help the individual to release energy. And it's not just exercise that are good ways for helping people to release energy. Whatever way that people can find that helps them to release emotions, painting, playing music, knitting, crocheting, all of those that are soothing to the individual and help them release tension are ways of treating trauma.
Interesting. So, you also noted in the article that that people can actually do their best performance, you know, walking, running, doing a marathon or something when they're getting over a trauma. How does that work?
Well, it's interesting that a lot of people lose energy from traumas. And I think as human beings, we all compete for energy from one another all day. Some of the things that give you energy are actually have the potential for things that take energy away. So a fallen relationship can either drive a person down or it can be a motivator. And getting out some of that frustration, some of that hurt, some of that loss, some of that anger through the exercise can actually drive a person to peak their performance.
How fascinating. So, because I think most people would just oftentimes feel like either bashing at a wall somewhere or you know, basically withdrawing, hiding somewhere and feeling down and, you know, and the last thing on their mind is to actually get up. So your, as it were, prescription is actual physical movement.
Yes, it is. We do talk therapy, but there's an acute awareness that talk therapy gets a person only so far. And that we really like for folks to be able to have their own investment in their recovery process. And we found out that movement and exercise and other forms of building neuroplasticity is a way that helps the individual empower themselves to build their own recovery program.
Talk about that neuroplasticity. Explain that to Her Radio listeners and how this figures into the whole issue of curing that broken heart.
Of brain development occurred typically between the ages of 5 and 15, 5 and 12, where a lot of learning occurs and understanding develops. But we are beginning to understand now that neuroplasticity is a process that can continue throughout the lifetime. And in fact, as we progress as a society, we're beginning to understand the importance of neuroplasticity and continuing to develop one's mind to ward off the neurodegenerative disorders that have become so prevalent in our society.
Interesting. So what we're really doing is with neuroplasticity, we're actually helping ourselves carve out new circuitry to be able to supervene over maybe more self-destructive circuitry, and also to be able to help us adapt and adjust to trauma in our life. Yes?
Absolutely. So the new circuitry that you're talking about there is that we fall into ruts. You know, when you drive to work, you typically drive to work the same route every day. Well, your brain does the same thing. Your brain starts processing information, and unless you force it to go out of that same route, it's going to stay in that route of neuroprocessing. But the interesting thing is you can build more neural pathways by learning new skills. So if you've always wanted to learn to play the piano, that's a great way to build neuroplasticity. If you've always thought about painting but have never painted, and learning that hand-eye coordination that you need to develop, that's a wonderful way to build new neuroplasticity into your world, into your life, and to really engage in something that you might find that you enjoy tremendously.
Well, okay, well, this is fantastic. So let's turn over to the issue once again of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between mini traumas and the big ones? You know, when you're looking at how we adapt, adjust, and the consequences on our health.
Right. So we all understand the issue of a capital T trauma, if you will. I mean, that's the big trauma. It's a significant loss, an automobile accident, loss of a job, blah, 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 blah. But what we don't understand is that many of us might experience at different times in our life serial small traumas, certainly loss of loved ones, changes in jobs, different things that come up that certainly are not life-threatening, but they have an impact on an individual's well-being. And it's interesting that they're cumulative, and they can add up to a big T if you don't take care of them. And it's amazing that we're starting to see this and understand this more differently when we think about those who have served in our military, and that the traumas that they've experienced accumulate, and they don't stop accumulating when they come back because they don't feel as if they fit into society, because our society has become so naive as to what war is that the traumas continue for veterans even long after they're out of life-threatening situations.
And yes, the same is. It's very, very, your words are extremely powerful, especially with the headlines today that in, I believe it was 2014, that there were 20 suicides a day, practically.
Yes.
I mean, it
yes.
was crazy. What is going on there? And so your point is so well taken. You know, it's 1,000 paper cuts instead of one big machete, you know, slice. And that's really what you're talking about. And then when these extraordinary individuals are men and women who come home from war, you know, when we're not supporting their recovery, when we're not getting it with them. That's why your work, Dr. Yeager, is so terribly important in helping all of us understand how to be able to not only handle our own trauma, but big T trauma that which our very precious veterans are experiencing on a day-by-day basis, not only in war, but certainly when they come back from war. This is really fascinating. I just love this. So we have been talking to Dr. Ken Yeager from the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. You can learn more about his work by actually going to their website at wexnermedical.osu.edu. He is the director of the Stress, Trauma, and Resilience Program at Ohio State University and was mentioned in a fabulous New York Times blog, The Breakup Marathon, or How to Cure Your Broken Heart by Running a Marathon. Dr. Yeager, thank you so much for being on Her Radio and helping us understand all things trauma and solution. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you got a question for us, oh, come on, email us at askher@radiomd.com because we love to hear from you. And whatever you do, please stay well.